One of the phones in the safe apartment rang. A scramble suit answered it, then extended it toward Fred. Fred? He shut off the hollows and took the phone. Remember when you were downtown last week? A voice said. Being administered the BG test? After an interval of silence, Fred said, Yes. You were supposed to come back. A pause at that end, too. We've processed more recent material on you. I have taken it upon myself to schedule you for the full standard battery of percept tests, plus other testing. Your time for this is tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the same room. It will take about 4 hours in all. Do you remember the room number? No, Fred said. How are you feeling? Okay, Fred said stoically. Any problems in your work or outside your work? Had a fight with my girl. Any confusion? Are you experiencing any difficulty identifying persons or objects? Does anything you see appear inverted or reversed? And while I'm asking, any space-time or language disorientation? No, he said glumly. No to all the above. I will see you tomorrow at room 203, the psychologist deputy said. What material of mine did you find to be? We'll take that up tomorrow. Be there, all right? And Fred, don't get discouraged. Click. I'll click to you too, he thought, and hung up. With irritation, sensing that they were leaning on him, making him do something he resented doing, he snapped the hollows into printout once more. The cubes lit up with color, and the three-dimensional scenes within animated. From the odd tap, more purposeless, frustrating, to Fred, babble emerged. This chick, Luckman droned on, had gotten knocked up, and she applied for an abortion because she'd missed, like, 4 periods, and she was conspicuously swelling up. And she did nothing but gripe about the cost of the abortion. She couldn't get on public assistance for some reason. Now, one day, I was over at her place, and this girlfriend of hers was there, telling her she only had a hysterical pregnancy. You just want to believe you're pregnant. And this chick was nattering at her. It's a guilt trip. And the abortion and the heavy bread it's going to cost you, that's a penance trip. So the chick, I really dug her. She looked up calmly and she said, Okay, then if it's a hysterical pregnancy, I'll get a hysterical abortion and pay for it with hysterical money. Arctor said, I wonder whose face is on the hysterical $5 bill. Well, who was our most hysterical president? Bill Falks. He only thought he was president. When did he think he served? He imagined he served 2 terms back around 1882. Later on, after a lot of therapy, he came to imagine he served only 1 term. With great fury, Fred slammed the hollows ahead 2.5 hours. How long does this garbage go on? He asked himself. All day? Forever? So you take your child to the doctor, to the psychologist, and you tell him how your child screams all the time and has tantrums. Luckman had 2 lids of grass before him on the coffee table, plus a can of beer. He was inspecting the grass. And lies. The kid lies. Makes up exaggerated stories. And the psychologist examines the kid, and his diagnosis is, Madam, your child is hysterical. You have a hysterical child, but I don't know why. And then you, the mother, there's your chance, and you lay it on him. I know why, doctor. It's because I had a hysterical pregnancy.